Brilliant. Now, here's another example where learning from nature might be useful. Apparently, glider pilots should be learning from falcons. Gliding in all its forms has become a relatively popular pastime, and if you want to glide for anything more than a few minutes, you've got to take advantage of thermals. These are areas of warm air rising amongst the colder air surrounding them. If you keep your glider inside this column of air moving upwards, you'll be lifted up without having to do any work yourself. The problem is, of course, that air is transparent, so you can't see the thermals. And so you're just restricted to feeling their effects. So glider pilots have learnt various rules and worked them out so the glider stays inside the thermal. Essentially, they spiral around and around, and if the rate at which they're climbing increases, they make the spiral a bit larger because that means they can get their wings flatter and therefore they're dropping through the air slightly slower. And if their rate of climb gets worse, then they try and turn a bit tighter, which will pull them closer into the centre of the thermal. This system works really well if you have a really nice, clean, circular thermal. But if there's a lot of turbulence, you can get temporary updrafts, which is really easy to confuse with a real thermal. So the glider pilots can get just entirely confused by these little temporary updrafts, and they're left in the middle of an area with no uprising air, and then they might end up on the ground in the middle of nowhere. They've got to call in their mates to pick them up.
Which is precisely not what you need when you're gliding, of course.
That's right. Now, Zsuzsa Ákos and colleagues at Eötvös University in Budapest have been studying the flight of peregrine falcons, essentially by attaching GPS receivers to them. They've noticed that rather than always spiralling in one direction, they occasionally swap the direction which they're spiralling in. Now, this sounds really stupid because it will cause them to leave the nice thermal they're in already. But in very turbulent air, this means they can test a larger volume of air for other better thermals. If they won't find a better one, they'll stay in it. And in computer simulations, it turns out to be a much better strategy than the conventional one. This is, of course, of interest to glider pilots, but also to manufacturers unmanned air vehicles, which are used to kind of study the ground, so you've got cameras on to see what's going on all the time. And they could save an awful lot of energy by soaring rather than having to run their engines all the time. And nice simple rules like this allow them to soar without using up all the energy calculating where they should be going next.
Thank you, Dave.